Yes. Mr. Sam Roberts Band in the zone at 91.3 with If You Want It. Before them, some Foals who are playing in Vancouver. The show is sold out on Sunday night at the Commodore, but there's a few tickets kicking about online now. They've just added Japanese girls as well to that bill. So that is going to be one hell of a rock show. The song by Foals, by the way, was Mountain at My Gates. It is 12 minutes past four in the afternoon. My name is John Williams. Paul Plastino is on holiday in Chicago, and he'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. And if you were here 15 minutes ago, I was talking with Dave Zielinski, right? He's that guy that I've known the last few years. He's in Towers and Trees. He's married to a wonderful woman who is called Rebecca Sky. And Rebecca, we've been becoming friends over the last 4 or 5 years as well. But I had no idea how spectacular you were and how talented you were. And so I'm looking at Facebook a few days ago and I saw this big news. So that news was what?
I recently signed with United Talent Agency for representing my books that I write.
And so now let's put some context into this writing juggernaut. Like, you tweeted you were coming in here, and the whole planet is probably listening because there's like 58 people that were replying to it and tweeting it back and everything. So what is it then that got you into writing in the first place?
You know, writing started organically for me. My brother found a Canadian website called Wattpad, and it's basically like YouTube for writers and readers. And he's like, you are really creative, you should try writing. But I was the kid who failed English in high school because I was so creative. My teacher told me I was her most creative student, and she was referring to my spelling and grammar. So I was too scared to try my hand at writing anywhere else. So I thought, well, I can write under a pen name on this massive website. Nobody will find me. And so I started just posting and writing and growing in my craft. And I started growing a fan base. And then eventually I was like, oh, I can do this maybe. And it became such a big part of me. I couldn't imagine doing anything but writing. So it really started organically, which was kind of a fun thing to kind of wind up on this side now.
So when did you join Wattpad and start putting things on that site?
Yeah, so that was only 5 years ago.
So it was only 5 years
yeah.
ago. Oh, so I'm not completely out of the loop here. Like, so this has been quite a rise then. So what was the first thing you put on Wattpad? What was the first story?
My first story was called Descendants, and it was about the descendants of the lost city of Atlantis. So I write mostly fantasy, young adult, and it started picking up really a lot of speed. So within a few months, I had, you know, almost 1 million reads on my work.
What?
I had publishers and agents contacting me. Yeah, but my writing wasn't actually that great yet. I have a gift for storytelling, but I had to learn the art of writing it. It wasn't something that came naturally to me. I'm not the type of person who does well in a classroom setting. When I buy IKEA furniture, I don't read the instructions. I just try to put it together on my own. So,
who does read the instructions for that crap anyway?
So that's what was fun about Wattpad. It was a really safe place for me to learn the craft of writing, and I did it without the trying to get my book published or anything like that, just for fun. And it kind of blossomed into a career from that.
So to take a sidestep early on in the conversation, then, if there's a young writer out there right now and they're in a similar situation to you where, you know, school was difficult or they didn't excel in this area or they don't feel there's a... What would you say to someone that is thinking, I've got some ideas, but I'm a little bit scared and daunted about this?
Yeah, I always think that anybody should pursue their dreams. If you put enough time and heart into anything, I think it's possible. So definitely, if you're thinking about writing, give Wattpad or some online blog or whatever, give yourself a try. You don't know what will happen. You don't know if you will succeed or fail unless you try.
How do you start to structure a story? Do you base it on, is there anything between your marriage that has made it into you?
Yeah, actually, a lot of my lead guys tend to look like him.
And, oh, yeah.
I did write a band book, so that's available for free to read. But yeah, no, originally it was just brain dumping, whatever came to my mind, whatever, you know, I thought of, I wrote down, and I started to learn how to craft a proper book over the years, and yeah, it's done well. So the more I've learned and grown, the more successful those books have become. And one of my books has been read over 10 million times now. So
what?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That's just, the world we live in is nuts in that regard.
Yeah.
Like, the reason why I wanted to bring you in is, A, I was slightly embarrassed that I didn't know that you did this amount of stuff and I hadn't come across it yet properly. B, the fact that I love that I had an inkling you would come to it late but didn't know quite how late and how inspirational that could be to other zoners that might be listening and going, well... I got to get to it. There's never a time not to be doing what you want. And then thirdly, just the fact that here in Victoria, we have someone, and we have many amazing people in this community. You are another of those people that is reaching millions of people with your messages in the right mindset, in a positive mindset. So what does this big deal mean for you now? Like, what's the pressure you're under? Where do you go forward? What are you writing? What's the expectation with you?
Yeah, so it's really fun having a team as big as United Talent Agency behind me. Like, they're huge. They have Pink Floyd, 5440, Arnold Whoa. Schwarzenegger, people like that on their roster, and I get to put my name.
Sorry.
I know, right? Sorry, I'm half Austrian, so Arnold Schwarzenegger is a big deal for me.
What exactly does he just, like, submit? Oh! Like, what is he sending?
I don't actually know, but I like to imagine that.
He's like, I wrote a great poem today. It's called A. And they're like, great. And it's a voice book. You open it up. It's like, oh, the end.
Yeah. So, I mean.
All right. Well, okay. So, Rebecca Sky, we're talking about your career. Go back to the question here. What's the next step for you?
Yeah. So, United Talents Agency has film people. They have literary agencies. They're going to be shopping my books around. And hopefully something comes from that. So, there's a big book fair coming up that they're going to put my book out there. And yeah, I have some anthology pieces out in bookstores in Victoria and other countries. But it'd be really cool to see my own name on my own book in a bookstore. So
yes, it would. Mm-hmm. And I will definitely buy one.
Thank you.
In summary, one thing you would like anyone listening to go and check out is what and where?
Oh, geez.
That you've done.
Of my stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to support me financially, I was one of the first people in the world to have fan fiction published. So I wrote a story about Rebel Wilson helping somebody overcome her childhood bully. So that's kind of cool. It's called Imagine Celebrity Encounters. You can get that in Bolin's, Chapters, Kohl's here in Victoria. But yeah, go to wattpad.com/Rebecca Sky and you can read all my work for free. I'm totally about giving back. So if you can't afford buying stuff, go there and read it for free.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Should we play some Towers and Trees?
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, yep. That guitarist, isn't he?
He's so cute.
Isn't he a hunk?
He's such a dreamboat.
Here's Bad Heart. Rebecca Sky joining us in the Afternoon Zone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.